My guest today is Doug Grindstaff. He's the Senior Vice President of Cybersecurity Solutions for the CMMI Institute, an organization that was originally established by the Department of Defense to assess organizational capability around software development. My conversation with Doug Grindstaff centers on his notion that CISOs would do well to adopt some of the techniques commonly associated with VCs. He thinks they've got a lot in common.
It is very similar to what the VCs face in that it is a very fast-paced and dynamic environment. It is an environment in which there are multiple threats and the risks are very high. And so being able to understand those risks, develop a methodology to de-risk those threats, and to focus the organization on very specific outcomes, I think is really critical to the success of a VC and in this case also a CISO.
And so what are some of the unique things that VCs face that you think could be brought over to the world of CISOs?
From a VC perspective, I think understanding what are the steps that are necessary to start to de-risk an investment in the case of a CISO, how do we understand the risks facing my business? Maybe that's a function of my business model. Maybe it's a function of my threat environment, my competitors. How do I understand those threats and then develop a very precise way of prioritizing those risks and then start to mitigate those risks? I think from a VC perspective, one of the issues that is critical is to understand what are the steps to de-risk my investment. As I start to de-risk my investment, I start to increase the value of that investment and increase the further likelihood of future investment. From a CISO perspective, being able to understand what are the most significant inherent risks to my business, what are those things that could be terminal, have a terminal impact on my business, and then start defining what are the necessary steps to mitigate those risks. It could be building new capabilities. It could be focusing on developing people, acquiring new technologies. But that sense of prioritization, both from a VC perspective and from a CISO perspective, is, I think, really job one and mission critical. The second after that starts to become alignment. And if you're successful as a VC, you have clear organizational alignment from the stakeholders, maybe the other stakeholders that are in the investment with you, all the way through the organization. What is the next crucial step, next crucial milestone we need to achieve in order to continue to build this business and generate the returns we expect? From a CISO perspective, it's very much an analog. They also need to understand, how do I create organizational alignment so my board understands and has defined our risk tolerances, and the team that's supporting the security program understands exactly what are the most important security controls, what are the most important processes and technologies that are going to be part of mitigating those critical, those terminal risks. And then I think finally, and this one is one I often talk about as a Copernican shift for the CISO. From a VC perspective, I think it's very easy to think about focusing on outcomes. Right? There are very basic metrics that determine whether or not you're generating the kind of return. Am I elevating my revenues to levels that are sufficient? Am I able to demonstrate growth in EBITDA that allows me to demonstrate increases in value? From a CISO perspective, it's a little bit different. And the reason I refer to this as a Copernican shift is that I think it's important to focus not so much on process, not so much on do I have sufficient control systems? Am I using the right standards? But am I focused on the outcomes? How do I know, how am I measuring whether or not the level of activity, the level of capability I have is sufficient to mitigate those key risks? We often think of sufficient capability as maturity. Do you have sufficient maturity in those critical capabilities that will start to mitigate the risks that your organization is facing? And obviously those risks are informed by all those things we mentioned earlier, the threat landscape, the competitive landscape, you know, that broad array of risks facing your business. And understanding that, putting it in the context and operationalizing it such that now I know what are those key steps and key investments I need to make to start to address those terminal risks, I think is just as important. And I think it's a valuable analog, because the VC works in a very dynamic, constantly shifting threat environment where the likelihood of success is not high and the downside risk is actually quite significant. It could result in loss of investment, loss of business.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me, as you point out, the CISOs, in my mind, they sort of sit between two groups. They quite often have the board above them, and then they have their team and the rest of the organization below them. So they're sort of sitting in the middle of, I don't know if tension is the right word, between those two groups. I wonder, is the VC sitting in a similar position? Or is there someone above them? What are the different sides they're aiming to please?
Yes, they're trying to please their shareholders. They have stakeholders, right? They have individuals who have pooled money to potentially create a fund where they're expecting certain returns. And so the threshold returns are quite high and the time frame quite narrow for the VC. That generates a significant amount of tension as they start to try and support organizations to achieve, you know, the de-risking process, generate increases in value, and hopefully future investment. And what you described with the CISO, I think, is spot on. And I think it is an enormous challenge. VCs are used to working with the financial stakeholders. They're used to building funds and generating specific targeted returns. But you know, you look at a lot of the folks that move into these roles of CISO and CSO, there is not a lot of training, whether it's how to put cybersecurity into a business context and think of it as a kind of key strategic plank for the business, whether it's defining the risk not as an IT risk, but as an enterprise risk. You know, those kinds of strategic skills and that kind of board interaction are not commonplace in terms of their career path development. So gaining those skills and building that capability, I think, is one of the really significant challenges facing most CISOs.
I can't help noticing, I mean, the emphasis that you're putting on this whole notion of framing everything in terms of risk. And I think we've tracked that trend over the past year or more, that that's really a direction folks are headed.
I would say that's true intellectually. We engage a lot of organizations across sectors, and I think there is a desire to understand risk, although unfortunately, a lot of organizations think of risk as the threat landscape. And when we think of risk, we think it as enterprise inherent risks. So we look across all elements of a security program, from the physical security to risks of natural disaster to, of course, network and data integrity issues. So when we think of risk, we think of it holistically. And use that understanding of the holistic risk, put into the context that the company uses to find their risk tolerances, is important. And so once I can get a sense of what are the inherent risks, make sure they're in the same context that the organization thinks of all other risks on the business, and then create an operational plan that seeks to mitigate those risks. I think that is still evolving. It's not an easy process to work with an ERM and try to operationalize an ERM, an enterprise risk management tool that organizations use. Operationalizing that is quite challenging. And in fact, for the CMI Institute, we actually developed a methodology that creates a relational database that connects risk to capability to understand which capabilities matter most given, you know, your organization's unique risk tolerances and risk profile.
That's Doug Grindstaff from the CMMI Institute.